When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Good morning, Jelani.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Anybody have, was there a team Halloween party last night?
No, early night for us. Needed to get some rest.
Did you hand candy out?
No, I live in an apartment, so no trick-or-treating for us.
No trick-or-treaters. All right. Well, a lot of talk leading into last week, including with you on this show a week ago, about Gerard Mayo saying that this team had been playing soft, and you guys go out, win that football game. How much of a... Maybe it wasn't, but how much of a motivating factor for you guys was responding to that?
I mean, I think we were just ready to win. You know, I don't think any of us were taking that to heart. I think a lot of us just, you know, were either trying to prove it wrong or just trying to win the game. So I think the biggest thing for us was just having, you know. The message was just to win, just so we can either, you know, prove them wrong or shut everybody else out. So, I wasn't really on the back of my mind during the game.
Jelani, as a leader of this team, how proud were you of how not only the offense responded, but the defense as well, to when Drake went out and Jacoby went in, and the support you guys all showed him and the confidence you instilled in him?
Yeah, I mean, regardless on who goes in on the offensive side, we as a defense always will have their back, you know. And, you know, it's something that I always preached before. And I told, I'm sure not just myself when Jacoby went in, but it was one of the first things I did was tell him, like, hey, whatever you do, just do your thing. And we're going to make sure we get the ball back in your hands as many times as we can. So whoever that is this week, it's going to be the same thing. We're going to make sure that we do our jobs on defense so we can get the ball back to the offense as many times as we can.
Jelani, you know, winning changes the vibe down there, and obviously you guys were able to get a win, which changed the vibe. What do you think has been, you know, obviously different as far as now your vibe down there, especially after the win? What do you feel like you guys need to continue to do so you can keep that same vibe and you can keep those winnings piling up?
We just got to keep doing our jobs. And like I said, being consistent, that's the stuff that like bites us in the butt when we don't do that. So we're relaying that to everybody, and we know that when we are consistent and doing our jobs, you know, it turns out like that.
Devon Godchow said he was surprised with how slow Aaron Rodgers was. Did you feel the same way?
I can't say the same because he dodged me on the first play when I tried to sack him. So he was quick enough just to get out of reach. So,
Jelani, when you
wait, does he say anything? He seems like he'd be a trash talker.
Who, Aaron?
Yeah.
No, not really.
No.
Does he smell funny? He's got a weird diet.
Get that.
Jelani, does he smell funny? He has a very strange diet.
I don't know. I think grown men sweaty is It's a nasty smell enough, so I think everybody's camouflaged it.
Okay.
Jelani, you talked about consistency, and when you play consistent, you guys do well. When you don't, there's issues. What do you think the problem with the consistency is? Is it the lack of focus? Is it the lack of guys maybe not being prepared? Where do you think that inconsistency comes from, in your opinion?
During the week, so far this week, we've been doing a really good job. So I think it's just the lack of doing a job. I don't think anything else, because I feel like we're prepared. But, yeah. When it comes to game time, we got to, put our money where our mouths are. And, it's a lack of doing our job.
I read that the Titans had 9 players miss yesterday's practice. I know it's next man up mentality, but is it more difficult for a defense to prepare for this team when you guys have so many, when there's so many guys with question marks over them?
No, because we're preparing as if all their starters are playing. I'm sure we don't know which quarterback's going to play, but we're like I said, we're preparing for their best team, best players to be out there, and that includes whether or not both quarterbacks play. So,
Jelani, I know you guys ignore the noise and try and, just focus on your job, but last week it was really a crescendo of critique for your head coach following the team soft comments in London, and it appeared that you guys played for him on Sunday in a game where you lose Drake, all of that. Was there any part of you guys trying to show up on defense so that your head coach maybe got off the hot seat a bit?
Probably, but it's another week, so we're getting ready for Tennessee, and it's just another week to have another great week of preparation and to go out there and showcase why Mayo chose us to be here. So I have no worry about it, and I know that Mayo doesn't listen to the noise as well. So we're just going to make sure that we're prepared as if this is a really big game, which it is. This is the next one, but we're not really too worried about the noise.
You're on to Tennessee, as you said.
Yeah, we're on to Tennessee. It's a new week. We got some good weather right now, and we're going to make sure we take advantage of it.
Sounds like something the Mermaid Whisperer would have said. All right.
Enjoy Nashville.
Yes. No, don't enjoy it too much.
I appreciate it.
If you could.
Yeah. You guys have a wonderful day.
I would go for a 7 p.m. curfew, maybe. I'd try lowering that a little bit. And,
oh, dear.
Enjoy it down there. Yeah. And we'll talk to you next week, Jelani.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Okay, man. All right. That is Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday here at WEEI.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with the guy Curtis thinks might smell funny. That would be the one and only Aaron Rodgers.
Probably smells like patchouli.
Absolutely.
I would imagine he is a patchouli guy.
That's a great call by you,
and
Greg.
And probably, if he has any free time, a hacky sack guy.
I think he's like a natural deodorant guy, though.
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
That
one of his girlfriends
never works. Stuff never works.
He might be against the... the products that are not
deodorant, cologne, and lotion. Put it in your repertoire, fellas.
Lotion?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you have to lotion.
Yeah, I'm out on lotion.
You got to stay hydrated. You got to keep.
I don't like the greasy feeling.
You got to keep your feet moisturized. You got to keep your elbows moisturized. You got to keep your body moisturized.
And I know we have a 90s theme this morning, but mm-hmm. the cologne? I mean, I don't know about that, really.
Hugo Boss, babe. Let's do it.
Wait. You guys don't wear cologne?
No.
No.
Really?
I like cologne. I enjoy a cologne smell.
Does Santo wear cologne?
He sometimes, but it's like special occasion cologne, and I'm like, you should just put it in every day.
All the time, right?
Yeah.
There's so many good ones, whether it's Gucci Gilt, there's Tom Ford, Versace. There's
really?
So many good colognes.
I didn't take you as a big cologne guy.
Every day?
I don't know if you know this, Wiggy. 60% of the time, it works
every time. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was something that was part of the guy repertoire.
I use aftershave.
It used to be.
I think it still is, Greg.
Well, because you can overdo cologne. Like, some guys go overboard and it's disgusting.
They use it like a high schooler used Axe body spray.
Yeah, but you got to get the good ones. Don't get those cheap ones you get from the mall kiosks.
Kiosk.
Wiggy was a big Drakkar Noir guy, I bet, back in the
day. Yeah, I feel like everybody wore Drakkar. Everybody wore that. What was the... I was good. I like the Egyptian...
Sex Panther? Were you a big Sex Panther guy?
I like the Egyptian Musk.
Oh, you do?
I like Fierce. Abercrombie Fierce.
Greg's an Elon Musk guy.
Yeah, I remember Abercrombie Fierce. There's some good ones out there now.
All right, anyway, sports, please.
Sorry about that.
Aaron Rodgers.
Greg, The Office, Michael found a perfect smell-alike like Drakkar Noir.
Aaron Rodgers talked about what he had to do in the second half to really kind of lock in and win that football game.
Yeah, it was kind of season on the line there in the second half. Obviously, we wouldn't have been mathematically eliminated, but mentally, to go to 2-7 would have been real, real tough. Hopefully, it's given us confidence so that we can beat anybody because we feel like we could. You know, the way we played on offense in the second half is the way we've been kind of waiting for this offense to wake up. And I know, obviously, I was close to perfection as I needed to be, but that's the standard I need to play at. And guys, you know, there's a lot of really incredible performances, Olu, Max, the whole offensive line, Joe, but some role players doing some great things, blocking the run game, making timely catches. Kenny Yeboah, to get him a catch was really special. Kenny spoke to the team last night, gave a real heartfelt message about how difficult it's been being out for so long and being hurt last year. So to him get a catch like that, maybe stay in bounds next time, Kenny, but
Yeah.
All right.
Obviously, I know I was close to perfection.
Pretty close.
I've been told I was close to perfection again.
I know, obviously, I was close to perfection.
I can't. Aaron
Rodgers.
I can't.
They beat the Texans.
He alone is just a walking ick.
He's insufferable.
The worst.
He's classic.
All right, what's next?
So there's questions in the air on whether Drake May will play on Sunday or not. Yesterday, on the afternoon program with Arcan and Hart, Tommy Curran joined, and this is what he said about the possibility of Drake May playing on Sunday.
Just based upon, Christian, the way he's trending, I would kind of expect him to play using Brock Purdy, who suffered a concussion earlier this year, kind of as a guide. Sustained it on a Monday night, and I think he was ready to go on a Sunday, having been cleared on a Saturday. So while May might not be able to take part in all the live reps, say today, and tomorrow's kind of a different day usually around the NFL for teams who are preparing for Sundays. It's more of a special teams day, but I would, and again, it's not really even in the hands of the team, so you can't ask anybody and say, do you think he's going to play? It would be hypothesizing because you don't know how he's going to feel. But based upon the trending, I would say more likely than not that he would play, but don't hold me to that.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, it seems
really
like
hedging his bets.
He was very active yesterday.
Okay.
In practice. And
right.
So.
Today's Friday, red zone day.
How pissed are you if you're Jacoby? You're like, I went in and we've won two games. Yeah. I've been the quarterback in both of those games. This guy gets concussed, and they're fast-tracking him.
Well, I think probably after practice, he went to the coaches and said, I don't think Drake is ready for Sunday.
I think you might want to check
words
him.
A bit.
I think he's probably ready to go and ready to play. He wants to. He probably doesn't have any symptoms if he's out there practicing.
Yeah.
So now it just depends on whether or not the Patriots play him.
I mean, Curtis, did you say you changed your mind? Because you were of the mind earlier this week that you just sit him for a while.
Oh, I would not play him. But
you still wouldn't.
Oh, no. No way.
Okay.
I didn't think they would, but I was wrong. They clearly want to. Shime was right on this one.
Yeah.
I cost benefit, I don't get it. I really don't. You're setting yourself up for something that is totally unnecessary. And it's not like you're getting hit in the pocket or whatever. What happened, he did everything right. He ran, got the first down, and slid. And then the opposing player.
Saying, like Gerard Mayo saying that he needs to take better care of himself, mm-hmm. or Alex Van Pelt saying he needs to slide differently. Like there,
how would that have been any different, though? Like, how could he have done that better?
It would have. I mean, Wiggy brought up him diving
head first. Maybe it makes a difference, but he did everything he was supposed to do. Right. I would put no blame on him as far as him not protecting himself the way he needs to protect himself. I think he did a good job. I think he declared himself pretty early in the slide. It wasn't one of those, like, weird Patrick Mahomes type of deals. So I would not put no blame on anything that he did wrong that led to his concussion.
Overall, as a runner, he's been pretty safe, right? Like, he tends to get out of bounds. He slides appropriately. He doesn't take unnecessary contact. That's just like an unfortunate play on a guy that hit him late.
Yeah, I mean, in the Twitch chat, somebody says one game is not going to make a difference when it comes to his development. Why would you risk playing him?
I can understand that element. I told you, there's a part of me that is like torn, like, all right, sit him for this game because then it may be.
But if he gives you the best chance to win and you feel like you have some momentum coming off last week's win, and it's football.
Yeah.
Play the guy. Like, if they say you can play him, play him.
Right, but remember, I'm under a... I'm looking at it from a different fan's perspective. I'm looking at it as develop. You know, I can care less if they win or lose. If I'm leaning one way, the more losses means the better draft pick. That's the way I'm leaning as a fan.
Okay, do you think Gerard Mayo feels like that?
No, but remember, he's not a fan. He's the coach. He wants to win.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he was on this show guaranteeing...
Right.
That they would have more than four wins.
Right.
So
he wants to win as many games as possible. I would be looking at it from the factor of the GM. I want the best possible draft pick. So I am.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not saying that they're torn in that building, but if you're the GM, yeah, you want to win, but I think that Robert Kraft has probably given everybody a bill of confidence in that building that, hey, don't worry about the first year. No one's going anywhere. So Gerard wants to win football games. Elliot Wolf probably wants to win football games as well. But I think there becomes a certain point in time in the season where you have to start thinking about the draft positioning. That, you know, that's how I look at it as a fan.
And, Greg, this week they traded – one of their best defensive players, a good pass rusher, for a pick in 2 years. So don't tell me they want to win on Sunday when they're getting worse on purpose. So if you're going to trade Josh Uche, why would you rush your future quarterback back from a concussion?
Unless Josh Uche was one of the guys that Devon Godshaw referred to as being selfish, and so they were removing someone being selfish on the defense from the team and didn't care what the pick was.
Yeah, and Josh,
they have said, and I quote, they are open for business, unquote, in trading off commodities.
Right. And also acquiring talent, though, Curtis. Like, both reports have come out.
Uche wasn't, like, moving on from him wasn't like you moved on from a good player.
He was a starting defensive player.
No, that, 2 years ago, and he wasn't even a starter. He didn't start. The two outside guys were Anthony Jennings and Keon White. I mean, Uche was a pass rushing specialist who had limited action and limited
production. Did the Patriots get better or worse after making that trade?
I think it's no change.
It's no change at all.
I mean, it's just the amount of messaging that is backwards that comes out of Gillette these days, where you sit there for weeks on end and talk about the importance of sticking to a plan because nothing is more important than the future of your franchise quarterback. Then he gets concussed and you're like, we're all systems go to Sunday. It doesn't make sense.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, let's go from one team that's floundering a little bit to another team that's floundering quite possibly even more. That would be the Boston Bruins. This was Jim Montgomery yesterday after the game.
Well, I look at it a little differently. We had a lot of success the last 2 years, and we were first place in the league at Thanksgiving the last 2 years. We never achieved anything we wanted to. Right now, we're not happy. Nobody's happy with what's going on, but we will get out of it, and we will be better, and hopefully it creates a better result come playoff time.
Ah, okay. New approach. Mm. We're going to see what happens if we're in last place at Thanksgiving. Mm.
Hey.
Let's see if that makes a difference.
He's still confident they're going to make the playoffs. He said come playoff time.
Okay. I mean, do you have any hope that this team, the way they're playing right now, is a playoff team?
No, but I think that they're still trying to find their identity, Greg. I think it's like
find their identity.
They don't know what they are.
That's an issue.
They want to be this big, bad Bruins team, but the way Montgomery coaches a team is puck possession, so they're trying to find a middle ground. They're trying to find their identity as a team. That's why they're not gelling. That's why he has to mix up the lines all the time. That's why it seems like there's no energy. It's just they're trying to figure things out. And so, like, I don't think you'll see – that's why I don't think Montgomery ends up getting fired. I don't think you see what the full potential of this team is until close to Christmas.
And I kind of agree. Maybe he doesn't get fired midway through the season. But our expectations, and I think most people's expectations was, all right, this team needs to – they need and they should get to the Eastern Conference Finals. If that doesn't happen, he's definitely getting fired. Like if they get to the playoffs, which they probably make, and they're one and done, he's gonzo. Because who expected him to be getting to the playoffs and be one and done for another year?
No, you added to the team. You added significantly.
Yeah.
The only, and you brought it up. We talked about it earlier. It's early. The only question is, did you make the wrong decision when it came to the goaltender?
I don't even think that's the issue. Like it's.
I think you made the wrong...
You have to, Shime, you have to look at that right now, though. Like, what, we're 11 games into the year? Like, Swayman has not been good. And for everybody that says, oh, he's the guy, whenever you brought up the fact that Ullmark maybe had something to do with the balancing act of being a goalie in this league, and I know that, oh, it's never been done before to, you know, have two goalies that both start in the postseason, blah, blah, blah. Well, it seemed like there was something to that relationship that made him a better player. So
no.
Aside
so you're
from
missing
night,
the.
No, why would you say I'm not missing it. Good?
The problem with you know who screwed Swayman? Sweeney. That's who screwed Swayman. The reason why Swayman looks the way he looks is because the Bruins and Sweeney. It took them forever to get his deal done, and then by the time he gets to training camp and he gets to you know between the pipes, he's now trying to knock the rust off. If they would have did this deal when they were supposed to do it. Which was
that you are completely changing what you said when Swayman when Montgomery was asked if Swayman was going to be in goal and he said yeah if he's good to go he's good to go and you were like yeah I'm sure he's been working out and
yeah,
stuff
but
just
I
because
guess,
he hasn't been on the
I
ice get,
but we know it's not the same we know that if you don't have a real training camp and we're starting to see it the rust is still there that's on the Bruins they dangled this guy for however many months they waited when we're all like, why the hell haven't they signed him? Yeah. So if you sign him, then that means you get him in for, what do they call him, captain's practices?
Well, yeah.
Training camp.
Training camp and preseason, yes.
And he's rusty. So I don't think that Swayman's all
he's
of
he's still rusty 11 games in?
Courtney, he missed all of...
You think he was sitting on his couch eating Cheetos?
No, but you think it's the same when we had Tuukka taking shots in your driveway or in your garage from your 8-year-old versus being out there and really being competitive?
I'm sure that's not what was happening.
And I would say that the benefit of Linus Ullmark wouldn't be seen now. It would be seen later in the season when other goalies are wearing down.
Do you think he's rusty right now because of missing... all that time.
No, I think he's not playing well. I don't think it has anything to do with
Rust. Why do you think he's not playing well? Outside of last night, which was, granted, a horrible game. I could totally admit that. Aside from last night, though, he's played pretty well overall. Like, the defense has been horrendous. They constantly turn the puck over.
They're not scoring goals. I mean,
100%.
So that's
Greg.
Not the issue. We started this discussion with when looking at what Don Sweeney did postseason, in the offseason, and saying, I was suggesting the only question really, like, he added to the team. Somebody's texting in like, oh, who did they add? They added Lindholm. They added Zadorov. Like, right. They added to the hockey team. So the only question you could ask is, did you make the wrong choice when it came to goaltenders?
Well, do you feel, I mean, Courtney doesn't think so. Do you feel like he's a little bit rusty because he missed that time?
Yes. So maybe it's we're 11 games in.
Yeah.
And somebody says, I'm a typical spoiled Boston fan, 11 games in, and we're talking about this team not making the playoffs. So
I think they make the playoffs, but that. if they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, the question is, does Montgomery keep his job?
All right, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We're going to get to the news next. And unfortunately, there's been a Legionnaires disease outbreak, and it may limit Wiggy's hot tub action this
and
weekend.
617-779-7937. If you've ever suffered from Legionnaires disease, we'd like to hear from you.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.